Project, finance, accounting, advertising, graduate, prototype, seminar.
Okay, let's have a look there briefly at the current departmental projects. Why don't we start with EDP? What are you working on at the moment?
We're doing a user study for the installation of new micros. So we're talking to all the new users at the moment.
Right. What about finance? I believe you are thinking of changing our accounting system.
Yes, that's right. We're having problems with the old system. So we're looking into a new accounting system.
Fine. Let's move on to marketing. Are you working on any special projects?
Not really, but we are planning an advertising campaign for our new product.
Interesting. I look forward to seeing it. What about production?
Well, as you know, we are currently installing the new automated assembly line.
Of course. You must be pretty busy. Personnel, what are you doing?
We're trying to recruit new young graduates at the moment.
How's that going?
Fine.
Well, the administration department is not represented here today. They're moving to new offices next week, so they've got their hands full. Research and development department is also very busy. They're testing the new prototype. That just leaves transport and management services. John?
The transport department is rationalizing the distribution network. So we're hoping for some big cost cuts in the near future.
Good. And management service?
Well, we haven't got anything we're working on just at the moment. But we're running a series of quality training seminars next month.
Right. That just about covers it.
Mission. Objectives. Stated objectives. Real objectives. Decision. Procedure. Well-structured problems. Ill-structured problems. Program decision. Non-program decision. Group decision making. Individual decision making. Brainstorming. Nominal group technique. Electronic meeting. Rule. Policy. The planning function involves defining an organization's goals, establishing an overall strategy for achieving these goals, and developing a comprehensive hierarchy of plans to integrate and coordinate activities. Planning establishes coordinated effort. It gives direction, reduces the impact of change, minimizes waste and redundancy, and sets the standards used in controlling operations. For the most part, operational planning dominates the planning activities of lower-level managers. As managers move up the hierarchy, their planning role becomes more strategy-oriented. Strategic plans cover an extensive time period, typically 5 or more years, cover broad issues, and include the formulation of objectives. Operational plans cover shorter periods of time, focus on specifics, and assume that objectives are already known. Strategic plans cover an extensive time period, usually typically 5 or more years, cover broad issues, and include the formulation of objectives.
Strategic plans.
Operation plans. Short-term plans. Long-term plans. Specific plans. Directional plans. Directional plans are preferred over specific plans when uncertainty is high and when the organization is in the formative and the decline stages of its life cycle. Commitment concept means that plans should extend far enough to meet those commitments made today. Planning for too long or for too short a period is inefficient. Three contingency factors in planning include a manager's level in the organization, the degree of environmental uncertainty, and the length of future commitments. Objectives are the foundation of planning. Objectives are desired outcomes for individuals, groups, or entire organizations. Traditional objective setting means that objectives are set at the top and then broken down into sub-goals for each level in an organization. The top imposes its standards on everyone below. Management by Objectives, MBO, is a system in which specific performance objectives are jointly determined by subordinates and their superiors. Progress toward objectives is periodically reviewed, and rewards are allocated on the basis of this progress. Strategic management process is an 8-step process that encompasses strategic planning, implementation, and evaluation. In a dynamic and uncertain environment, strategic planning is important because it can provide managers with a systematic and comprehensive means for analyzing the environment, assessing their organization's strengths and weaknesses, and identifying opportunities for which they could develop and exploit a competitive advantage. The term SWOT analysis refers to analyzing the organization's internal strengths and as well as external opportunities and threats. In order to identify a niche that the organization can exploit, the BCG matrix identifies 4 business groups: stars, cash cows, question marks, and dogs. At the business level, there are 4 adaptive strategies. Defenders operate in stable environments and produce a limited set of products for a narrow market segment. Prospectors operate in a dynamic environment, innovate, and seek flexibility. Analyzers minimize risk and maximize profit opportunities by seeking both flexibility and stability. Reactors are inconsistent and reluctant to commit themselves to any one specific situation. Management assesses its organization's competitive advantage by analyzing the forces that dictate the rules of competition within its industry: barriers to entry, substitutes, bargaining power of buyers and suppliers, and current competitive rivalry, and then selecting a strategy, cost leadership, differentiation, or focus, that best exploits its competitive advantage. And then selecting a strategy, cost leadership, differentiation, or focus, that best exploits its competitive advantage. Corporate level strategy, stability strategy, growth strategy, retrenchment strategy, combination strategy, business level strategy, adaptive strategy, competitive strategy, cost leadership strategy, differentiation strategy, focus strategy, functional level strategy.